The maritime industry is Alaska's largest private employer with more than 70,000 jobs across four different sectors. More than 50,000 of those are in the commercial fishing and seafood processing areas. But employers have told the state that the supply of skilled workers is not meeting demand. That's where this document comes in. Juanita Ayers is business partnerships director with the state's Department of Labor.
The Alaska Maritime Workforce Development Plan really represents a way to look at the workforce development system from the K through 12 education system, post-secondary education, any specific occupational training, and then what work, what employers are demanding, what kinds of skill sets they need, and figuring out ways to bridge those two systems so that the education and training system is delivering workers with the right skill sets at the right time.
An advisory committee of industry representatives worked with five state agencies and the University of Alaska to draft the plan over the past 2 years. Chris Norris, who works with Icicle Seafoods in Petersburg, was co-chair of that advisory committee.
I think the big message here is that there's a lot of jobs in the maritime industry in Alaska. Many of the jobs require very similar skills. So just because you might get started on a particular career track doesn't mean that you can't veer off and go into something different, but still use those same skills.
The four different sectors of the maritime industry are in seafood harvesting, seafood processing, management of fisheries, and shipbuilding operations and repair. It also lists 23 different priority occupations within those sectors where a workforce is not meeting industry demand. They range from permit holders and crew members for fishing boats under the harvesting category to plant managers, machinists, and refrigerant specialists for processing plants. Under research and management, the needs are fish biologists and hatchery managers, among others, while captain, deckhands, and shipbuilders are needed for support industries. Norris says the plan lists strategies for helping people secure those jobs.
And those strategies might include reaching down into the middle school and high school level to make kids aware that opportunities are available, what they need to do to be work ready when they graduate from high school. You know, we want them drug free. We'd like to have them free of any criminal record. And we want them physically able to be ready to work.
Norris says other strategies are designed for people who want to change careers. She notes the plan has already produced some newly trained workers through the university system.
You know, as a result of just putting this plan together, we've already connected some people to take refrigeration classes that were offered up at the Mat-Su campus that none of us knew even existed. So I think we got 12 people through that in April, and now that instructor is going down to Dutch Harbor, Unalaska, to talk to the processors there and offer a class right there at one of the plants.
Norris says the university is also developing other training opportunities.
I know that the company I work for, Icicle, makes an annual donation to the University of Alaska. We put up $40,000 last fall, which the university was able to match. So with that $80,000, they're developing a two-week curriculum for people to go through a program to become employable as quality assurance technicians.
Once workers are trained, the next step is connecting them with job opportunities and employers. To that end, the Department of Labor's Ayers says the agency plans to roll out a new website portal for people to explore careers and opportunities online.
For example, you'll be able to go in on the maritime job site and take a look at a biometrician, let's say, or even an electrician, that's also one of the priority occupations in the maritime industry, and see not only the labor market information for that, what's the typical wages, what kind of outlook for growth in that particular occupation, and then also listed on that same page are what the training resources are to be able to prepare for that occupation.
The state's new plan is available on the Department of Labor's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.